speaking with Ian Cox, one of the co-authors of the newly released book, Visual Six Sigma, Making Data Analysis Lean. That's part of the Wiley and Sass business series, and we're really pleased to have this available now. Ian, this is the first time we've gotten a chance to meet each other, and this is the first book that you've worked with Sass Press on.
That's true, and I'm happy to have this chance to talk a little more about that.
Well, good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the book and who would benefit from it?
Okay. Well, Six Sigma is probably the dominant business improvement paradigm. If you look across industries, everybody wants to make things better. And of course, being SaaS, we would like to encourage people to make things better using data. So Six Sigma fits nicely into that whole arena. And as I say, it's ubiquitous in terms of its use. One of the things about Six Sigma is that it tries to encourage a process-oriented view of the way business operations are conducted, whether it's manufacturing or service delivery. But there is a paradox and an interesting piece of history, which is the fact that if you look at the practice of Six Sigma practitioners, actually the process they use is almost always, the process they use for getting value from data is almost always not the optimal process in any sense. So therefore we're hoping the book could be of value to anybody working within the Six Sigma arena, or even perhaps on the fringes of that, anybody, any single contributor who understands their data context and has JUMP, because the book is essentially about JUMP, as a piece of enabling technology that can allow someone who knows their data to get value from that in any business setting.
Well, it sounds like it has wide appeal, and it's quite a beautiful book. I'm holding it right here, and let's see, coming in at about probably 450 pages. Does that sound right?
That could be right.
And I noticed you have, there are four additional co-authors. What was your experience like working with so many different people on the book?
It was thanks to the fact we had a strong leader in Marie. It was all very painless. It was more work probably than any of us thought. I think we're all very happy with the final result, but it took a while. It probably was around 2 years in the making, and we were very distributed and virtual in the way we operated. But the end result, I think, is a good one. We're very happy. And we're specifically happy about actually the testimonial we were able to get from Michael Harry, who was one of the originators, in fact, one could say the founder of Six Sigma as a set of ideas. And I'm happy to say he liked the book and was complimentary about...
That's fantastic. You can't get any better than that.
No,
with
that's
us,
right.
So,
exactly.
Well, how has your own professional experience prepared you, or how did it prepare you to write this book?
I guess I would only use the word career in a very loose sense, but part of my career for the past 20 years or so has been helping other people to get value from data in a variety of settings. So I was involved with Six Sigma first time around, as it were. I mean, the genesis of Six Sigma was in the early 1980s, I think, and I've been involved in one way or another since that time, actually.
And one last question. What are you enjoying about SaaS Global Forum this year in Seattle?
Well, I think Seattle is a very cool city. There are lots of reasons. It's always nice to be confronted by what we fondly refer to as real people. In other words, people who actually use SaaS and JUMP. We spend a lot of time talking internally, as you can imagine.
Yes.
But confronting our thoughts with the real world is always a very sobering experience. So it's hard work because you have to listen a lot, but we always find it very valuable.
Thank you so much, Ian. It's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you for sitting down with me.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thank you.